If you came of age in the 60s and 70s, you may have owned a tie-dyed shirt or a beaded denim jacket. Well, Seattle designer Michael Cypress was just a kid then, but he already loved fashion. The colorful clothing of the hippie era inspired him to pursue his career. And now he's put together a full-scale exhibition of some of the best examples of the era's fashions. It's called Counter Couture, and it's open at the Bellevue Arts Museum. That's where Marcy Silman caught up with Cypress. He says his passion for hippie fashion started with a chance encounter.
When I was 15 years old, I came across a copy of a book called Native Funk and Flash, written by Alexandra Jacopetti Hart in 1974. And the book, which is in one of the ephemera cases here in the gallery, is an overview of what young counterculturists were doing in terms of fashion in that period. Psychedelic embroidery, multimedia jewelry, wearable art of various forms. And as a young kid interested in fashion and style and rock and roll and really that period, that book opened my eyes to this whole world that existed. So starting then, almost 20 years ago, and continuing until really the opening of the show, I have been on a journey to find these people, visit them in person, introduce myself as a fashion designer, as an artist, as now a curator, and literally on my hands and knees digging in their basements, their attics, their trunks to find these clothes and bring them into the gallery.
Describe what I'm looking at here.
Sure. So this is a cape by artist Sass Colby, who was in the Bay Area in that period. And it is, it's a floor-length cape with a matching headpiece made out of multicolored scalloped velvet feathers that fall off the cape. And one of the most exciting things about finding this was that when I found the cape, it was in exceptional condition, as it is displayed here in the museum. And the artist also had a photo shoot from the early 70s of the cape worn by Grace Jones as the model before Grace Jones had really fully flourished in a career of her own.
So you've got this thing, which is very elaborate, mm-hmm. and next to it is another cape.
Yeah. We have several capes in the show. The cape next to it is made by Neshama Franklin, who's one of the artists that I learned about through Native Funk and Flash. I think this is the finest piece of funk in the show, actually.
What's funk?
Funk, oh gosh, there's funk and there's flash. Funk is unlikely combinations of materials. It's putting a ratty flannel next to a fine velvet. It's uneven shapes and textures kind of all mashed together in one.
So if that's funk and it's a patchwork and a lot of velvet, just like the birdish cape, is the bird-like cape flash?
I wouldn't say the bird-like cape is flash. I think if you want to see real flash, we should go look at Billy Shire's jacket over here. Here's flash at its finest.
Oh, man.
This piece in particular, this is a jacket titled Welfare by Billy Shire. This was the winner of the 1974 Levi's Denim Art Contest. There's hardly a square inch of this jacket that hasn't been covered with silver or brass stud, individually hand-set multicolored crystals in geometric and circular patterns around the entire piece. Plus, on the front is a desk bell on the jacket, and the back being a ashtray from the interior of an automobile.
How long do you think something like this took to make?
You know, dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of hours, is what Billy put into making this jacket. And the big push being just the final hours before the contest deadline. He says that he was still, finishing up and finding every little spot that he could squeak an extra stud onto this piece.
Everything, whether it's funk or flash, is incredibly colorful. So what role did color play at this time?
Color is everything, and this show is entirely about color. When I pitched the project to the museum, one of the first things I told Stefano Cottolani, the director, said, I want museum guests to feel like they're literally walking through the color spectrum, walking through a rainbow. And color as a concept is what the counterculture is all about. It's about diversity. It's about blending all colors, all things together into an artistic experience.
It's hard, Michael, to focus on any one thing because so much else is going on. And what's going on is this monumental, what looks like a crocheted piece.
This is psychedelicized, multicolored, organic crochet. masterpiece by an artist known as 100% Birgitta. Birgitta Bjerke, a Swedish-born artist who came to the United States and as a young woman traveled to London, Paris, Ibiza, San Francisco, and continually worked with a handwoven bag slung on her hip filled with multicolored yarns and just crocheted endlessly to create a massive body of work. This piece being one of the highlights of that body of work, a king-sized bedspread that she made for Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead and his wife Frankie. And here we see it draped on a mannequin 12 feet high to recreate a photo of Birgitta that she had taken in the early 70s, standing on a chimney with this colorful swirl of crocheted color cascading down. And Birgitta designed this piece to have no single beginning or end, so that your eye can't help but just swirl and circle through the piece over and over again with these colorful starburst mandalas, like a sky, big multicolored saturated rosettes, geometric snakes of reds and blues wiggling through the composition. It's an incredibly wild piece.
Is part of the idea of these clothes, in addition to sort of expressing yourself, about the psychedelics that were consumed in that era?
Psychedelics played a huge role. You know, it was the spiritual interest of using psychedelics to expand your mind and start to see your existence in a new way.
How did this influence the kind of work that you now do?
Yeah, this is everything for me. You know, it's truly at the root of my vision and passion to be a designer.
How so?
It's as a period, this shows that anything is possible, and that the only limitations that exist are ones that we create for ourselves. And so as an artist, I think that's become my mantra, is to feel no limitation, to follow whatever impulse or sort of glimmer of an idea that comes to mind, that you really should pursue it, and that it can become very real and be bigger than what you ever thought it could be. It's about authenticity. I think that's the biggest lesson that I've gotten from this show, is that it's all about being your authentic self. And when you do that, you show someone, you show the entire world something they've never seen before.
Seattle designer Michael C. Press, his show at the Bellevue Arts Museum called Counter Couture up until January 2016, inspired by 60s fashions. He spoke to Marcy Silman, and Marcy says, this is a good one, check it out. If you can't make it over there, though, you can see photos of the exhibit now, great photos, at our website, kuow.org.